Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. I look forward to each election year. In years past, I have always donated either my time or money to individual candidates, special interest groups, or a particular party. Throughout the campaign season, I closely follow the issues and use these issues in my community comments. I enjoy the conversations I have during the week in regards to the candidates and their platforms. For the most part, I'm disappointed when the results are finally tabulated. Our society is steadily evolving into a government-dependent socialist state. This sickens me. The Republicans are my biggest disappointment. I know where the Democrats stand. They stay true to their liberal beliefs and are very successful in achieving their socialistic goals. The Republicans, in my opinion, are closet socialists. They rant and rave about how government spending is out of control and how the Democrats are to blame for the fiscal disaster we now find ourselves in, yet every time they can make a tough decision, like keeping the debt ceiling where it is or letting us fall over the fiscal cliff, they end up voting for bigger spending and increased debt. Both parties are addicted to spending, and regardless of their words, their actions speak volumes as to how they believe. The Republicans have lost their way, because at the end of the day, they act and spend just like a Democrat. There isn't a lick of difference between the two parties. With that said, we need to make some very serious changes in the next few elections if our country is going to survive this financial crisis. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe our government is too big, and yet our representatives keep right on spending. They must laugh at us and believe we're really stupid because we keep reelecting them, regardless of their record. With all that said, I'm not going to donate a single cent to any campaign or party this year. I've already received calls from the Republicans asking for a donation, and I told the callers that the actions of the Republicans are the same as the Democrats, and I refuse to donate a single dollar to a party that doesn't have a backbone. Yes, I believe the Republican Party is spineless. On a local level, I am very interested in the district attorney's race. We need to elect someone who is willing to take on the drug culture in Humboldt County. The escalated crime rates we are experiencing are directly related to the marijuana industry. Murders and missing person reports are now a common news story. Statistically, you have a higher chance of being murdered in Humboldt County than you do in Oakland or Los Angeles, and this is unacceptable. I have been very vocal in my belief that the policies that our current DA implemented when he took office are the primary reasons for our crime rates being so high. So whoever he endorses would be status quo for the drug industry, and that would be very bad for Humboldt County. Chris Kerrigan has filed papers to run against Virginia Bash for the 4th District Board of Supervisors seat. This will be an interesting race. Logic would tell you that Virginia should win by a landslide because of how much she has contributed to our community in both the private and public sector. Neither candidate is a Republican, so Chris Kerrigan can't play that card. Character is important to me. How one conducts themselves in their private life is often how they behave while in office. I hope everyone does their due diligence in looking into the past of both candidates to determine their moral fiber. Integrity is the number one characteristic we need to look for in a politician, because the conditions we now face as a society are because we elect people who are lacking in this department. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.